awesome. Thank you, Penny. So what? This is the wonder of This is the wonder of Christmas. What if the God who created the universe, what if the God who's behind everything, what if the God who is beneath everything and holds everything up, what if the God who has all the power to create the most beautiful and the most complicated and the most intricate things was born as a baby? What if the God of the universe came to us like this? What if the God of the universe isn't what we hear from some quarters, some places, a God who gets his will done by force, by might, by violence? What if the God of the universe, who is powerful enough to hold all that energy in atoms and, you know, think of it in the first place and then throw it into existence, shows himself to us primarily as a gentle, defenseless, really, very vulnerable little baby? Would that change things? I think we hear a lot of narratives in the world, don't we? We hear a lot of stories about how to get things done. And force and power are definitely big ones today, and we see that all over the world. But what if this baby is the ruler? What if this baby is the Prince of Peace, as he's called? And rather than getting his will done through force, which we see all over the place as we open our, you know, browsers and look on our phones and see the news around the world, what if the God behind the universe is saying, that's not the way, that's not my way. My way is a way of peace, of gentleness, of vulnerability, of love. This is something I feel like I'm only just beginning to learn. You know what I mean? Because it's a real challenge. I'm someone who likes to get things done. I like to kind of, I'm not very good at organizing. I'm crap at organizing, to be honest. Oops, I used the word crap in church. But I am. I'm pants. That's a better word. I'm pants at organizing. But I still want to assert my will on the world and the people around me. I'm sure I'm the only one, right, in the church this morning that wants to do that. I know that, but I'm just sort of confessing to you. But I am. I like to get my will done, and I like things to go my way more often than I should. And I kind of engineer it so that that happens a lot. But I find so much more joy, and it takes a lot of work for me, when I'm actually saying, oh, how about you? What do you want? What would you like? You know, and I find a way of sort of, I don't know, gentleness and kindness, and bless someone else by saying, oh, actually, you know, let's do things your way this time. And it's wonderful. And I find that in my family, although you probably don't experience it very much with me. But, you know, it's a wonderful thing. There's a quote that I want to read to you, which is from a Russian saint, actually, from several hundred years ago. And he said this. His name was Saint Seraphim. It's a pretty cool name, eh? Imagine being called Seraphim. But there you go. And he said, you cannot be too gentle, too kind. Shun even to appear harsh in your treatment of each other. He said, joy, radiant joy, streams from the face of one who gives and kindles joy in the heart of one who receives. Isn't that wonderful?
And as we look at this image of a baby and we think about, is this the God of the universe? Is the God of the universe that kind of driving a tank and, you know, getting his will done that way? Or is this the God of the universe? Is this the God of the, you know, who's behind every, you know, who? And then read this. You cannot be too gentle. You cannot be too kind. Shun even to appear harsh in your treatment of each other. Joy, radiant joy, streams from the face of the one who gives and kindles joy in the heart of the one who receives. I'm so challenged by this baby, and I want to be challenged for the rest of my days by the vulnerability, the power, the gentle power that is behind the God of the universe, who doesn't force his will on us, but invites us into a relationship with him, into fellowship with him, into a partnership with him. And who knows what it's like to be vulnerable, which most of us don't like being, and I certainly don't. But knows what that's like. Knows what it's like to have to rely on others. Again, something that's really uncomfortable, isn't it? Joy, radiant joy, streams from the face of the one who gives and kindles joy in the one who receives. You cannot be too gentle, too kind. May that be us this Christmas. That's all I want to say. Keep it real simple, because Christmas is a really simple message. The God of the universe is a God of love, of peace, of kindness. It's not easy. It wasn't easy for him. It's not always easy for us. But he is with us. So should we just pray? I've got a couple of prayers, and we'll have, there's a words of response which will pop up on the screen there. And as I say these prayers, I'll just leave a short pause for us to hold before God things on our hearts and minds. So let us pray to Jesus, our Saviour. Christ, born in a stable, give courage to all who are homeless. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer. Christ, for whom the angels sang, give the song of the kingdom to all who weep. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer. Christ, worshipped by the shepherds, give peace on earth to all who are oppressed. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer. Christ, before whom the wise men knelt, give humility and wisdom to all who govern. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer. Christ, whose radiance filled a lowly manger, give the glory of your resurrection life to all who rest in you. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer. And let's join together in these final words. Jesus, Saviour, child of Mary, you know us and love us. You share our lives and hear our prayer. Glory to you forever. Amen. Amen. And we're going to stand to sing our next song.